Are you ready to go back in time?
You always had the power to go back.
I have.
Well, here we go with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
Poison lead singer Bret Michaels wrote today's 435 Flashback in response to a failed love affair with his girlfriend Tracy Lewis. After playing at a bar in Dallas, Texas, Michaels and the band were driving in his Winnebago. He decided to call Tracy at her Los Angeles apartment and heard a man's voice in the background. Sad and distraught, the next day, Michaels took his acoustic guitar to a laundromat, where he wrote the song right there. He explained to Rolling Stone magazine back in June of 2010 that all the edits he had were still written down on his legal pad that he saved. In the U.S., this was number one for the last 2 weeks in 1988, and also the first week of 1989. On a VH1 Behind the Music special, Michaels explained the metaphoric meaning behind the rose and thorn in his song, and he said that the rose was his career taking off, and the thorn was the fact that it was costing him a relationship with his girlfriend Tracy. On his 2010 album Custom Built, Bret Michaels recorded a new version of this song with Brad Arnold of Three Doors Down. Later, Miley Cyrus covered the song in 2010 on her album Can't Be Tamed and performed it on her subsequent tour. When the song came out, it was a Dallas country station that actually spun it before any rock station ever picked up on the tune. Michael recalled to Billboard magazine, "This was back before anyone thought about a crossover. Every Rose Has Its Thorn went number one in pop, rock, and top 40 country, which was unheard of at the time." Here is Poison and lead singer Bret Michaels with Every Rose Has Its Thorn, and it's our KQAK 435 Flashback.